Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Flapper 5 Vibrating 5 Squeezing and Sucking 7 Swinging Girl on Top Masturbator from Best Vibe. So this is a pretty standard. It's got sucking, it's got vibrating, it's got tightening, but then it's got something really special, and that is it has a butt that wiggles. So you can see there's a channel here. It may be easier to see from this side. So this channel is where you can rest your penis in between the butt cheeks, and when it wiggles, it just kind of teases your cock. So I mean, I'm sure you've probably had a girl do this to you, where you're kind of like dragging your penis across her mouth, her tits, her ass, whatever. You're dragging it across her, teasing the entrance of her hole, and she's kind of like wiggling in anticipation for you to stick it in. That's what this does. Now, it's worth pointing out that the wiggling is only for the front of it. So once you get into the toy, the wiggling does absolutely nothing. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Anyway, the buttons are really hard to read on this. So this one, it's mostly like a metallic button. And then in the very middle, there's a tiny power button. And then in the middle of this one, there's a tiny, looks like a triangle. And this one's a tiny, looks like a cloud. And this one's a tiny X. So what this all means is this is power and vibration. This is the wiggle. This is suction. And then this is tightening. Now, why are tightening and suction separate? It's because they use two different mechanisms. This is actually a fairly complicated toy. It's got lots of crazy stuff going on. So let me show you the wiggle. So I'll turn it on. All right, so the light's on, and I'll turn on the wiggle. So if I don't do anything, it may be hard to see the wiggle. I guess you can kind of see it. Maybe if I set it down. Well, it's really hard to see. Well, let me just take the insert out. That'll make everything clear. All right. So you can see clearly now. So as you can see, this, it just kind of wiggles. There's a little wiggle action. And that's about it. It doesn't affect the interior of the toy. It just makes the inside wiggle. So when you're dragging your cock across the butt cheek, it's wiggling against your cock. That's the point of this. It's just, you know what? It's actually easier to see if I pull the insert out a bit. You can see the wiggle a lot better. All right. So that's the wiggle. Now, the other features, because this isn't see-through, I'm just going to take it out so you can see what I'm talking about. There's a bullet vibrator here, and let me turn the wiggle off. Okay, there's a bullet vibrator in this pocket, and there's actually a waterproof kind of plastic sleeve around the wire, which I usually don't see, and I appreciate. So here's the other things this toy does. So if you hit the power button again, you activate the bullet vibrator, and you can... You can hear that. I can take it out just to show you that's the bullet vibrator. Nothing to write home about. It's, you know, toys having a bullet vibrator is pretty standard. All right, so the next feature this toy has is the suction feature. So we're gonna turn it on. All right, so you can hear it, but you can't see the suction, but you can hear it. Do you hear that? That's the suction. Now, if you put your hand over it, you can feel it. It's not the most powerful suction in the world, but it is there. I accidentally hit the button. So it's got some decent suction. Now, you may notice on the interior, there's this white thing. What could that be? That's the tightening. So normally the toy uses suction to make the insert tighten, but this one actually has a separate tightening module, so we'll activate that. Oh, let me get my hand out of the way. Oh, and you could see it's pretty self-explanatory. The airbags are filling up with air, which is causing the toy to tighten. All right, let me play around with the different settings. So you can hit the button a few times, make it go even tighter. So this has five vibration modes, five squeezing or tightening modes, and then seven suction modes. All right, and then of course there's, you know, there's the wiggle. So these all work together. You can turn on the vibration, the wiggling, the suction, and the tightening. And it's fairly easy to clean. The insert comes right out. Okay, so the thing about this toy is you need to keep in mind that even though it has four different modes, it vibrates, it sucks, it tightens, and it wiggles, none of those things actually do any work for you. So while it's tightening, while it's sucking, while it's vibrating, you have to jerk off with the toy. So the idea behind this toy isn't, it's not a hands-free toy that does all the work for you. It's a toy that you have to do the work on, but it'll suck, tighten, vibrate, and then you can even do a little foreplay where you could rest your cock across the little butt cheeks and then have the toy wiggle on your cock as you kind of tease the hole, ready to stick it in. You know, like a little foreplay. And I don't know why you would give your sex toy foreplay, but if you enjoy the journey, then this is the toy for you. As far as how it feels great. Just keep in mind that despite its many features, you know, it doesn't have like a super powerful motor. The suction is a little weak. There's obviously, it's not like a penis pump level of suck. It's a pretty weak suck. The tightening is fine because it uses like the airbags. So I can see why they went with a separate tightening system instead of just using the suction, because the suction wasn't that powerful. The wiggle is honestly useless because, like, your hand will compensate for it. So I'll turn the wiggle on, right? So you put your finger in and you're jerking off with it. So the wiggle's on. Can you tell? Can you tell the wiggle's on? I can't. Because all it does is it creates a little bit of instability. But I mean, honestly, realistically, let me turn this off. If you like that, you could just shake your hand as you do this. I don't know. It seems silly. So the wiggle is a little bit gimmicky, but then again, it does help if you're doing like the foreplay. But you could do that without the wiggle. You could just drag the butt cheeks across your cock if you're into that sort of thing. The wiggle doesn't really add much, in my opinion. It's just kind of unnecessary, but you know, it makes the toy unique, so I see why they did it. All right, so as far as it goes, I like the tightening, the vibration's good, the suction's a little weak, the wiggle's interesting. Pretty good toy. Now let's talk about the price. So this is normally about $100. It's on sale for $59.85, so it's already pretty good. As far as like what quality toy this is a $50 to $100 toy. So it's normally $100, it's on sale for $60. I'd say that's fairly priced. I have a coupon code, you'll save even more. So if this toy sounds interesting to you, it's on sale and it's a good toy. Don't expect much from the wiggle. If you're buying this exclusively for the wiggle, it's not worth it. The wiggle is okay. It's interesting, but it's a little gimmicky. It's not gonna do it for you unless you just the feeling of some butt cheeks rubbing lightly across your cock is all you need, then this is the perfect toy for you. But it's a decent toy. The suction could be more powerful, the buttons could be easier to read, but I honestly don't really have any complaints. And it uses USB-C to charge, which I always appreciate because USB-C cords are $20. So whenever I get a toy that comes with a free USB-C cord, I'm a happy camper. Anyway, thank you, Best Five, for sending me this toy. This is Turflingy Monkey. Remember to use the coupon code. It's good for the whole site. So if you don't like the Thug Shaker, then you can check out the other toys on the Best Five website, and the coupon code will work for whatever you purchase. Anyway, this is Turflingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.